Louisiana irises are among the most beautiful of our native wildflowers. They're well adapted to our climate, being native to our area, and they're really quite easy to grow. Now, an interesting thing about Louisiana irises is they do their growing over the winter season when it's cool. You know, if I was a native Louisiana plant, I think I'd hunker down in the heat of summer and do most of my growing over the milder winter season as well. But the result is Louisiana irises are at their most dormant right now. Here in August and September is the perfect time to transplant Louisiana irises if you'd like to move them from one part of your property to another, or to dig and divide the clumps that you already have. Clumps get crowded over time, and if you've noticed your clumps have gotten pretty crowded and you haven't divided them for a number of years, again, this is a great time to go out there, dig up your clumps, divide up your Louisiana irises, replant them back in their beds at a better spacing to give them more room, and then transplant new plants to other parts of your landscape. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.